Bonjour, Jenna Suru, toujours la 19e édition du Holy Short Film Festival et je suis rejointe par Raquel Antonina. Bonjour Raquel.
Bonjour, comment ça va aujourd'hui?
Très bien, bah, il faut dire que là on a une belle édition qui s'ouvre. Can you tell us more about your involvement with the Holy Short Film Festival?
Yes, of course. I am with Alta Global Media, the co-founders of this amazing festival, and I'm so excited to be here this year just supporting these short filmmakers and getting to be an audience member. I'm really excited about that.
For sure. I mean, you're with Alta Global Media. Why? I mean, what do you think makes this company and this representation so unique for your career?
Yeah, so I'm Italian, and it was really important to me to have representation that was worldwide. And we actually met when I had a film premiere at Holly Shorts 2 years ago, and we just kind of like met and fell in love, and it was like a kismet relationship. And then we got to go to Cannes this year and really cement my presence in the European market, and I'm really excited about getting to expand that from the US across to Europe.
So I know you have many projects in the works that you can actually not talk about, but can you give us a little bit of a glimpse of your vision for film and also how you define yourself as an actress? Is it important for you to attend festivals like Cannes?
Yeah, I think it's really important to get out there and really meet people and just kind of like be with these filmmakers and be with the artists and really gonna get to see the grind of people coming up and really trying to make their way in it. And I think when you go to these festivals on the side of when you have a film premiering, you don't get to see the other side of like the hustle, and it's really fun to kind of be really involved in all of that. But my career-wise, I mean, like I said, being international is really important to me because I have my roots in Italy. So I really want to bring, like, bridge the gap of Italian cinema and Hollywood and really kind of bring that back. And in the esque of Sophia Loren, the one and only, and just really get the two kind of bridging again, because they're such powerful cinema cities, but I feel like they're very separate right now, and I want to bring them back together.
So bridging the gap between Italian cinema and Hollywood, how does that work?
We're figuring it out step by step. And I've got this incredible team that has their connects across the pond as well as here. And we're all really excited to kind of start to put out the feelers and like get the vines growing and expanding.
I think I saw on your gram, as we say in France, that you describe yourself as just an olive who does pretend for a living. Why? Why this logline to describe yourself?
Well, it's a Mediterranean olive, to be specific, but all of my friends call me an olive because I have the olive skin tone from the Mediterranean. But it's kind of just a play on words, and it's really fun because essentially that's what we do, is it's a glorified playing pretend for a living, and it's fun.
Congratulations, félicitations Raquel, c'était pour la radio du cinéma.